You know, the kingdom of God is not meat or drink. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. My dear friend, the righteous, you, Son of God, you walk by faith, not by sight. You see the things that are unseen and they become real. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, Abraham called the things that are not as though they were. He was called father of many nations and he had no son, no kids. Later the kids came and now he's the father of the nations. And you and I, we look into the future and we say what God says about it. What does God say? When you see these signs, look up, your redemption is close by. So he said it to his disciples. And the redemption came. You are the redeemed. I am the redeemed. That's wonderful. Our redemption came through Jesus Christ. Now, it's incredible. The prophecy says, you will get a new heart, a new spirit. The Holy Spirit will indwell you, will be around you, will be upon you. You see, God limited himself in the Old Testament. He lived. His presence was in the tabernacle. Then Jesus came. His presence was in Jesus. Jesus was the fullness of God. Walked around. The disciples could see him. But he longed to be in us. That was his desire. So Jesus said, when I leave, I'll send the Holy Spirit. Jesus prayed and he said, Father, I pray that the same love that you love me and I love you with will be in them. And Romans 5 verse 5 says, the love of God is in us by the Holy Spirit that he gave us. You see, my friend, the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. Do you want to learn more? Do you want to experience the presence of God more? You know, not in a fleshly way, but just know that he's here, he's there with you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. This day, I welcome you. Holy Spirit, thank you that I become sensitive. I become aware of you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you that you're teaching me, teaching everyone who's listening, that you are our teacher and our comforter. Holy Spirit, thank you that you show us the word. Thank you that you inspire us to pray in the Spirit. In the Spirit. Can you pray with me a little bit in the Spirit? 1 Corinthians 14 verse 14 says, when I pray in tongues, my spirit prays. Ru brahai leke subrubu leke petakaila. Zi grenenian deke bu reblaka satria tukutuko seleke de. Te drananiando laka pai leke pituko sapata katari neke sana. L'otro sono copole che pai le che pinedela. Rute che te la nai cossuta che pede che bando lo che te chi sede. Lei aie che succuru lo che pate capande. Revelation knowledge will come our way. Revelation knowledge will come your way. As you give yourself, as you give yourself, I will teach you things to come. I will encourage you. I will be your comforter. Oh, treke sine ki ta parande ki suduro do kosaye. Yetre sine ki te renene diete ki sutuku leke pate ki sidi. what you have not thought, what hasn't come up in your heart, I have prepared that for you. The greatest is yet to come. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? To have a special prayer language that you can pray to God. 1 Corinthians 14 says, "You, when I pray in a tongue, I speak to God." And you can speak your heart. God will arrange the things. God see your heart. You pray your heart. If I think about you, I pray for you. I look at you in the spirit. I look at you that are listening now. I pray for you that your faith won't stop. Through faith and perseverance, they inherited the promises of God. Can you see that? Hang in there. Keep on going. Lift up your head. Keep on shining. Allow the Holy Spirit in your life. You see, it's not by power or might. It's not by effort. I send you the link for the website. I know it's mostly in Afrikaans. But if you know an Afrikaans person, send it to them. Send it to them. So that this gospel must move. Like one lady, she came to my car the other day when I was preaching, and she threw 200 rand on the table and she said, "This gospel must move. Use the money." And she left, and I never saw her again. You see, the gospel is your answer. The gospel is your answer, my dear friend. The gospel is your answer. The good news of the death of Jesus, the burial, the resurrection, and then the accomplishment of that, the Holy Spirit is in you. The Holy Spirit come upon you. You baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. Jesus wants to inhabit you. The Holy Spirit wants to possess you. Man, we don't like that word possession, but if it's from God, it's wonderful. I want to be possessed by the Holy Spirit. Do you want to be? Do you want to? You see, it's in your consecration, in your just yielding to Him that He takes His place. Jesus said, "I do nothing unless my Father tells me." We say, "I do nothing unless the Holy Spirit unctions me." Are you unctioned by the Holy Spirit? Do you know that unction? My dear friend, it's for you. It's for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You inhabit the praises of your people. But now you inhabit us. You in us. You're filling us. You are with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You never leave us nor forsake us. That's why we'll never go to hell. No, not ever, ever, ever. Because the Holy Spirit won't go there. You in Him and Him in you. You united with Him. One Spirit with God, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the gifts, the discernment, the operation of the gifts of you, Holy Spirit. Discernment, gifts of healing, words of wisdom. I'm open, Lord. Say to Him, "You open for the gifts to flow through you." My dear friend, the gifts are not for special people. It's for you, and you are special. It's for every special person, and that's you. Allow Him to flow through you, to love through you, to hug through you, to be salt through you. Oh, God bless you, man. You are blessed. Remember, He will never leave you. Never release His grip on you. God is faithful. God bless you, man.